Blog Talk Radio.
She knows she's got everything. Mm-hmm.
a woman need to get a man. Yeah, yeah. How can she lose with such a you? 36, 24, 36. What a winning hand. Oh, she's a bitch. How? She's nice to my cat. I'm just letting it all hang out.
I mean, geez, I feel like I ain't slept in days, which I'm glad for. You know, you got to do your thing. So anyhow, just without further ado, let me go ahead and play some of these tunes I felt like hearing. And we are taking requests, and we're excited about the day. It's Thursday. Hey, it's Thursday. Hey. All right, let's go on and get on into it.
No. dimension. She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited viewing her anatomy. She shields, she holds, she's tight.
Show. Peace, Galactic. Hey, brother, welcome back. I don't know if you caught the archive on that show from last night, but, man, we did some real fucking work yesterday. I am absolutely ecstatic about that. I got another song I'm going to, you know, bring up next. I'm taking requests, of course. We're just getting started. I'm just warming up around this motherfucker. Let's play this.
I like it.
And Mercury retrograde is not about to fuck up my computer right now. You know what I'm saying? We are live on the air, and all things are working for me, even things I cannot see. Now, I'm a spoiled bitch. I always get my way, and so I will not have it any other way. Welcome, Queenie Fama. Peace, mama. I got one. Let's see. Galactic, I'm going to bring your song up in just a minute, but I got one I want to hear right quick. Your song is up and ready to be played. And then I got a dedication to you and Queenie Fama, all right?
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Oh, Farwell. And nothing can make me stay, not even your money. I know you're gonna think that I'm acting funny.
Oh, girl.
Oh, but I'm getting away from you, honey. I'm gonna be free, child. Are you listening? I'm gonna be free. That's all I am. I don't need your loving no more. I'm gonna be free. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Free.
I can live without you now, girl.
I'm going to talk about it. So, Queenie Fama decided that she was going to make some spaghetti. And not only make it, but then tell everybody all about it, right? Bragging and shit. So then she goes and finds some beautiful buffalo chili. And then she says she's going to add that to the pot. So now, my mouth is watering. I can't get the freaking taste of spaghetti out, so I got to have it. I just got to have it. I hit up one of my friends who's a cook. Hey, what are you cooking? What's on the menu today? Nobody's making spaghetti, so I put in a special request. I said, I don't want any meat in it, though. Leave it meatless. Well, it was fucking terrible, man. Oh. It was terrible. Because, man, fat is flavor. And burger grease is what makes the damn spaghetti. I know we drain off the grease and all, but there's still some in there. Nobody gets it completely out. I mean, unless you sit it in a sieve and let it sit for a long-ass time or whatever. But it was missing all of the flavor of the fat, and I'm really not feeling meat, so I'm not eating it. So, I mean, it was all right, but, you know, Queen, I'm gonna be honest, if I can get in your house right now, you would not have no more of that fucking chiligetti. You wouldn't have no more. I'd eat the whole bowl, I would fight you for it, okay? That's how much I want that fucking shit right now. Yeah, Galactic, it's nothing worse than you want the food so bad, you get it, and then it's like, eh. I mean, it's it, but it's not like, you know, you'd have made it out to be something bigger than what it even could be, and then you get it, and it's like, maybe I just made this bigger in my mind. She said, Queenie Fama said, I'm not hungry right now, but when I do, I know, jealous. It's not even like I can say, well, I have spaghetti too, so, you know, I'm good now. You can have yours. Nope, I'm still bitter about the fact that you have something good going. And I don't, because I tried. I did. I'm going to openly admit that I'm a little bit bitter about the fact that Queenie Fama got a big-ass bowl of goodness, and I don't. So I'm going to get over that. I'm going to go make myself a cup of coffee because I could use one, and I'm going to run this next track. Still taking requests if you got them.
Thank you.
Talking, I'm on mute and shit. Ain't that about it? Oh, look at this. You know, let's do it right. All right. I got another one for us, if you're ready. You know, I was just thinking about when listening to Stevie talk about superstitions, I was thinking about all that work we did yesterday, you know. So I had a little something-something I'll play a little next. This is actually dedicated to Queenie Fama and Galactic and everybody who've been rolling with us this past week. Aww.
Thank you.
bad, y'all, happy or sad. We're rolling on in with Throwback Thursday on the Angry Divas radio show. I'm going to go ahead on and spin my little next song. I just put in the chat room. I'm in here cooking, you know. So let's play this one. Ooh, Floetry. Yes, it's Floetic.
See, I've been watching you for a while, smiling stuff. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby, baby?
You make me so. Most of all,
everybody. All right. I have another request up. But before I get into that, someone just shared this shit with me, and now I'm trying to figure this out because this is some confusing ass shit. Let me put this in the chat room so I'm not the only one trying to figure this out. So apparently there was a boy who went missing, but they found him alive in his father's basement. And they've got his father, on mute.
You guys would have reported him missing.
Unmute this and go back.
Everybody in New York, please get on it. Let me know when we get Charlie Langton from WWJ. Sir, did you check your basement?
I checked my basement. The FBI checked my basement. The Detroit police checked my basement. My wife checked my basement. I've been down there several times. We've all been checking.
This is what we are hearing, that the missing 12-year-old boy has been found alive and well in his father's basement. Now, this is what I don't understand, why you guys would have reported he's missing and all our viewers have been on the lookout for him.
We've been on the lookout for him. We searched that entire house repeatedly. The FBI searched, Detroit police searched, we've all searched. God, they brought dogs, everything. Everybody is searched. What? Okay, my son.
Have you checked your cell phone?
My cell phone is dead. I actually getting down here. I left it in the car charging because it had died on me. Okay.
And you're telling us that you searched your basement and your wife searched your basement.
I searched my basement. My wife searched my basement. The FBI searched my basement. The Detroit police searched my basement. We've all searched my basement multiple times. They had the dog search. We've all searched the basement. The dog searched my basement. Oh, God.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to give you a chance to call home and see what you can find out. Charlie Langton, WWJ News. Charlie, we're getting reports tonight that the boy has been found alive in Daddy's basement.
Yeah, Nancy, we're just getting word right now, and we've just basically confirmed that, yeah, the boy has been found alive in the father's basement. And we're just getting reports right now that that is true, and literally it just broke moments ago. Now, why the father didn't know about that for the last 11 days, what if the child was afraid, if there was any other collusion amongst anyone, what the child ate, all of those are questions that we are trying to get reports on right now.
So that's enough of that. So apparently the child, a 12-year-old boy in Detroit, was found, well, he went missing, or he was reported missing by his people. And so it ends up being that they find him alive in his father's basement. And the article is saying that he was barricaded behind boxes, and it would have been unlikely for the child to have built the barricade with a 5-gallon drum himself. So they're trying to say that the parents or the father did something to hide this child. But if the FBI with dogs and the Detroit police went down into that basement and did some searching, something more is going on here. There's something more to the story. But someone just sent me that, and that was just like the weirdest. You know, just like, while I'm listening to Parliament, here comes this shit. So I'll chew on that. I will play this next request up, and we'll be right back in a few.
A desert road from Vegas to nowhere. Someplace better than where you've been. A coffee machine that needs some fixing. In a little cafe just around the bend. I'm calling. of change is coming. Coming closer, sweet relief. I am calling you. I know you hear me.
It was a very beautiful song. Very beautiful song. All right, yeah, that's some weird stuff, Galactic. And I actually have another article here from CNN. I'll put it in the chat room, too. It's weird. There we go. All right, I am going to bring it up a little bit, all right? Let's play this here, Rapper's Delight.
The hip, you don't stop. Rock it out, baby, bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock.
you don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. Well, I'm Elf the Dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop your house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak spank, you do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Chester's trio, or with the Syrians joined, or from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because to say that miracles never cease, I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend, call Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his own name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little word, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop y'all, I take a top y'all. You don't stop, I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, God, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest of Master D so he can shock the house.
I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting in your seat. And then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Who's the show or shot MCs for the affair? Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop, give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop, but come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggle, sing yo behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girl, get on the floor. Come alive, y'all, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me one, do Mike, what are you waiting for?
Said a hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, a hopper, you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity bead. Well, skiddle bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo. Well, guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause you rock in a row with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it up, a baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie, bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. It's so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni's soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finished, oh, that's full. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so keep piling for more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken's fully rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think.
I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. So you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, to hip it to the hip it, a hip hip, a hoppy, you don't stop, the rocker to the bang bang boogie, say up jumps the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
Alrighty, I don't know what happened with that, but let's get the applause track queued up. Thanks. I pressed it. I don't know what happened. Anyway, I'm rolling on in. It's Throwback Thursday, and I'm also, I'm doing a little thinking on this article about this boy and his dad and the whole shit. You know, they're going to try to pin it off that the parents hit the child. Something is going on here, though. Something more to the story. This is interesting. And, it's hard to believe shit you see in the media because the motherfuckers is all lies. I don't know. I'll chew on that in a little bit. I'm going to play one more song, and then, we'll see what I do after that because I'm still thinking on this whole shit. It's a weird, weird, weird situation. I watched the interview, and it really looks like they set him up. Because Nancy Grace knew she had the news, and the way that she broke it to him, it just looked like she set him up. I'm just going to be honest with you. And his reaction, I'm watching his reaction, trying to put myself in his shoes, trying to see how I would react in the situation. Some people expect you to break out in tears. Everybody reacts differently to things that are shocking. You figure your child is missing for, they said 11 days, and he's missing in Detroit. That man thought his son was dead. He just knew his son was gone. So, I don't know. I think this is interesting. I'm going to do a little bit more digging and play this next track.
Get on your man, beat him up. love is helpless as a kitten of a tree. I feel like I'm clinging to clouds. I can't understand why I get misty. Holding your hand, walk my way. And the thousands of violins begin to play. Or is it the sound of your hello, dear? That music I hear, ooh, I get misty whenever you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Can I help it? How hopelessly I'm lost. That's why I'm following you. And on my own, found my very own. Ooh. Great big wide world all alone, never knowing my right hand from my left, my head from my glove. Oh, I'm too misty, too much in love. In love.
Oh, yes. That is the ever-wonderful Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that is from their latest album. I think it's actually called Guiding Lights. And I just put it in the chat room. Oh, yes, he still got it. So we got our next tune coming up, and we'll be back in a minute.
Though you may
on, let it whip, whip. Come on, whip. All right, baby. I don't know about you, but I'm having a blast. We got about 6 minutes before we go to overtime, and I do think what I'll do is bring the show to a close, and then, I don't know, pay attention. We'll see if maybe Triple feels like doing a show later. We've been doing pretty damn good the past 3 days. Why not, you know, just keep the momentum going. Why not? You know, what I really wanted to do is, you know, pick up where we left off last night, because we built pretty freaking tough last night, you know? So for me, it's just a matter of keeping the, you know, the party going. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to play this next song. I'll probably take like an hour break or something. I don't know. Like I said, pay attention. Pay attention to the Triple Dark Goddess radio station on Blog Talk Radio. You can also make sure that your ass pays attention to the Triple Dark Goddess fan page, the Angry Divas fan page. Excuse me, Triple Dark does not have a fan page. It's the Angry Divas fan page on Facebook. And, you know, just pay attention. I always post our shows on the wall, unless I forget and just run in. Oops. No, but I try to keep that. I try to keep that up. Okay? So 5 minutes and counting before we're in overtime, and I'm going to go ahead and play this, and, you know, when we close, we close, and when we come back, we come back. We'll see how it goes.
Very pretty. See, I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept in other children beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat my trouble, man. Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. He disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home picking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, say, give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strong is survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
You can be what you want to be.
Cloud nine.
You ain't got no responsibility.
Hello?
Cloud nine.
You can be what you wanna be.
Cloud nine. You ain't got no responsibility.
Cloud nine.
Every man.
All right, y'all. So here's what we're actually going to do, because we're close to 60 seconds before, you know, we bring the show to a close. So we're going to take a brief break, and we'll come back in about an hour. Yep, 60 seconds. She just announced it in my ear. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back in, because I do want to pick up where we left off last night, you know, talking about the Four Winds, the Rock of Gibraltar, and such the like, because we had a really great freaking edition. And, of course, everybody started getting cut out. As soon as it got real, real, real good, motherfuckers started dropping like flies. Galactic dropped off. Madia dropped off. Queenie Fama ended up getting kicked out of the chat room. I mean, it was a high time. It really was. A lot of energy. It was a whole lot of energy. So with that said, you know, I'm going to bring it to a close. Thank you for listening to Throwback Thursday. As always, this has been my pleasure and my honor. And, you know, we'll see y'all in about an hour. All right, come back in, and we'll see you in an hour. Pay attention to the Facebook page, and that's our time. Thank you for listening. Peace.